One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. It's me, it's Dutton. It's the Instant Match Reaction. Liverpool beating Watford by 3-0. Tom, before we get into the actual game itself, everyone knows the premise of the show by now, and if you don't, we'll talk through our hot takes from the game. It's that simple. The Liverpool fans, and I've got the picture up in front of me, banners in the away end. We obviously weren't there today because our studio's in Liverpool, not in Watford.
Yeah.
We're not that bad, Wolves. 2,706 grassroots clubs funded for a year. 56,180 weekly shops for food banks, 11,662 Premier League season tickets. That's Scudamore's 5 million greed. And the best thing about it, Scudamore was in the ground today.
I mean, it's mad when you spell that out, isn't it? I mean, you know the figure 5 mil is a lot, but then this is what it can get. And they're echoing the sentiments of not just so many Liverpool fans, but so many football fans around the league. And it's just good to see that, you know, they put in the effort there to just go, we need to highlight this.
This is the second time that I can remember this season that Liverpool fans have been highlighted for doing good with the banners and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's, you know, it happens more often than it's picked up. But obviously, you know, earlier on in the year, Liverpool fans did something amazing for... What was it for?
Grenfell.
Thank you very much. It was Palace away, wasn't it? Is that right? It was Palace away, yeah. And it's good that Liverpool fans are starting, I think, to change their reputation. And I think the reputation was false anyway. I think it always has been because of everybody knows the reasons and stuff. But more fans should be able to stand up for stuff like this. And I'm not saying that no other fans do it. Yeah. But the fact that Liverpool fans are always seem to be on the forefront is absolutely brilliant.
It's even like opposition fans with the Justice for 96 banners and You'll Never Walk Alone stuff. And it's just showing solidarity. It's at the end of the day, obviously football's a release for a lot of people, but these issues are still there. You've got to highlight them, and it's Boston City.
In fact, I remember sitting in the Anfield Road end when Watford were playing Liverpool a couple of years ago, and I was above the Watford fans when they brought a banner for the Justice for the 96 stuff. It is great to see, and I love the fact that all football fans, we all love the same sport. We're all very, you know, generally speaking, I'd say the majority are all working class people, and we all fight for the same things ultimately. And it's great when football fans can all get on one side. Yeah, talking about a side that all came together. Liverpool's did in the second half tonight. Listen, we had an early scare, that De La Feu one. Yeah. It seemed a little bit easy. It was a long ball straight down the middle and Deeney with a flick on, but we had it marshalled, didn't
it's we? It's what Deeney's really good at that. He's just good at like the one-touch stuff. He's a deceptively good player, I find, Troy Deeney. Obviously, we marked him out of the game after that. We just went, right, let's make sure he doesn't do that again. But I think it woke us up a little bit. Mm. Obviously, Virgil looks at the linesman. He hasn't raised it yet because it was a late flag. You can see how annoyed he is at conceding it. Great finish, but I think at that point, we kind of just went, right, let's tighten up a little bit. It was too easy, I feel like, just a straight ball down the middle and a flick over the top. But that shows you the Premier League, like, Watford aren't great, but they've got that danger.
They do, and they're always going to. And it must have set the alarm bells ringing because that's what Watford have always kind of done against us. Yeah. And I'm not saying they're a hoof it long side or anything, but that ball into Deeney who wins the flick on is always an option for them. And yeah. I did get a little bit worried when that happened, and you're thinking, fucking hell, is this going to be how this game goes? Fortunately, Liverpool were able to take control. I think we had about 65-70% possession throughout the entire game, but certainly it was about 70% during the first half. It was the other end of the pitch, though. You know, it wasn't until about 40 minutes until we started
38
to...
38 minutes, the first shot with Bobby.
That and like for both sides, to be fair, like, but that sparked a 5-minute spell of the game where we lost control again because we'd worked hard to gain that control, and we earned the right to play a little bit of football, but they were so well set up that it was difficult for us to break them down.
We're going to get that so many times in the season, aren't we, where teams just go, right, let's just stifle them first half. And I think a lot of people panicked. I wouldn't say we panicked, but I think it was nervy. I think it was one of them where you're just thinking, is this what it's going to be? It's a boring game of football. And you sat there for the first 35 just thinking, right, I know we're passing side to side, I know we're probing, I know why we are, but you're watching Man City getting alert and you're seeing, oh, they're 3-0 up already, and you're watching the goals and you're seeing just how lax the defending was for City, and you're like, is that West Ham being terrible or is that City just being great and why can't we do that? But then you're thinking, no, let's trust the team, let's trust in the fact that we are probing, and it showed when we scored our first goal, why we were probing, why we were shifting side to side. Wait for that one little spell where, oh, their fullback's not in position, and then that's how we score.
And that's what it's all about, and it's what this Liverpool side has been doing this season, as you say. It's, you know, you work your way up. It's very Italian football from the 90s. I keep coming back to it, because you work your way up. Anybody make a mistake? No. Is everyone covered? No. Or yes, okay, we'll move it round to the other side. And I think it is difficult to watch sometimes as a fan, because you want that sort of blood and thunder that you've been brought up on in the Premier League, and it's a little bit slower, but it has to be, because these players are so good. It doesn't matter who you face in the Premier League. If the team decides to defend, they can defend well, and that's what they did. And, you know, Bobby Firmino realises that the fullback hasn't got Mane, plays a perfect ball, takes out four defenders, and then the ball's perfect to Salah, who probably not his best finish of the season. It's almost right to Foster, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a mistake by Foster, and we're all sat there thinking, oh, well, I mean, even the movement of all three of them, the movement from Bobby coming deep, then Mane's ball in, then Salah's movement to get across the centre-back, and then we deserved the goal, really. The finish could have been better, but I think it's one of them, the breakthrough, and we all just went, oof, okay, it's not going to be one of them games again. We've shown our little flash of quality that we all know we had, but it is about breaking down them teams. It's so difficult to... You're right before the saying, you've got to slow it down. There's no point in just trying an aimless ball over the top. There's no point in trying that. And of course you want to see that, and maybe it'll bounce down and they'll score. But more often than not, the defenders are just going to hoof it out of play again. So I really like to see the pragmatic stuff, and then it works with that. We do have the quality, even though maybe Mane didn't have the best first half. He was still instrumental in quite a few of them opportunities.
Shaqiri was the one for me that had the first half. Every time he picked the ball up, I was thinking something's going to happen here. And there was a couple of ones, wasn't there? There was that ball. I think the first one was like a raking crossfield pass over to Salah. Yeah. And Foster just tips it out. And then there's a corner a couple of minutes later, which is on to Salah at the back end of the first half. And another one was to Mane.
To Mane, and then that's when he has the shot on. That ball, that diagonal was always on with Mane. I was asking for feet the whole time. I really like it when we give it to Salah's feet and he battles with that defender. But what was happening is we were pulling the cross and then leaving that space over the top a few times. I think there was one where he hit it too hard, but Mane appreciated it. And then he knew then, Mane, I think, oh, I can make that run, and that run across the defender where Shaqiri puts it into the middle and he has that pot shot on goal. Just great to see that. Okay, we weren't creating too much, but we were always a threat. Watford always had to think, and we just played through the midfield. We nullified that midfield by having that ball from deep straight to
I one of the things that I want to talk about is Bobby Firmino and his play from the number 10 position, Tom, because I think people are struggling because we're not seeing Bobby Firmino, who scored nearly 30 goals last season or whatever. I think he got 27, was it? Yeah. Or something like that. And we're not seeing that Bobby Firmino, but he gets a goal today and he's instrumental in the first goal as well. And, you know, but for Mane, staying a little bit offside, he might have been instrumental in another goal. That one for me is a really interesting case in point, because when Firmino's got the ball there, he gets the ball because Mane breaks past the defender and he ghosts into that space. Yeah. And that's what I think Liverpool are trying to do. They're trying to find him a little bit of space, 5 yards behind their sort of, or ahead of their defence. And that's where he's going to pick the ball up and look to create from or look to shoot from. Yeah. But he has to work hard for it. You know, they had two defensive midfielders in the first goal. He's 10 yards inside our half when he picks the ball up. That's the difficulty, is he's having to drop deep to get the ball, and then he's having to get on further forward. It hasn't quite worked for him, but again, he's involved in the goals and he's one of the reasons Liverpool win the game.
Yeah, it's hard, I think, because we're so used to seeing him he always did that dropping deep, but he never dropped that deep because of his position. He was always the centre forward. So when he dropped deep, he dropped deep towards the lines. So he always had Salah and Mane around him. Whereas when he's dropping deep into the midfield, it's so he's so far removed from it that it takes him a bit of time, and he needs Mane to then be able to beat the man. And it is a tough one. A lot of people saying he's not been on form and stuff, and all right, you maybe, but I think it's because of that position. I think he's obviously very good at it, but it's taken away a bit of that fluidity to me. It seems, and
he's had 2 years of playing the nine.
Yeah, exactly, and you still find himself sort of on the wings in that position a few times as well, and we know that's not his best position. He's a weird one for me because.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If Shaqiri can show that he can play that 10, I'd play him there and put Salah on the wing again and then put Bobby up top. I really feel like that would be better. But then you're seeing Shaqiri's playing from deep on the wings and playing these balls in. So maybe Firmino is just kind of put there because we want him on the pitch, but it's not his best area. It's a strange
You know what? I've only just thought of this now, and maybe I'm completely wrong on this, but I see Shaqiri link up with Mane a lot during the game today. I've seen Shaqiri link up with Salah a lot. I have not seen Shaqiri and Firmino, or that I can remember them to link up very well. And I wonder if that might just have a, you know, when they get used to how to play with each other, then we might start to see the best out of both of them again.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that they're both really good at, which is why I'm surprised I haven't seen too much link up, like you've said, they're so good with the one-touch play. They're so good, so skillful on the ball. Bobby Firmino, especially, when he decides, OK, I'm going to beat him, man. There's that great clip of him megsing Troy Deeney with, like, a back-heel flick, and you're just like, you're amazing, and controlling the ball and then playing it on. And I am surprised at that, but maybe it's just, again, a virtue of the system that we're playing. It's hard because
Shaqiri's first thought is forwards, isn't
exactly.
it? And if Bobby's dropping deep, then maybe it's as simple as that.
Maybe it is Bobby dropping to let Shaqiri go ahead and then being able to cover that space. I feel like Salah up top, when we play Salah up top, he's the best at breaking the lines and going past the defender. But because Watford was so deep, we didn't have that, and then you've got to rely on that one touch stuff. It'll come where I think the ball goes to feet. Then the runners come on after that, but we've also still got someone kind of deep, which might be Firmino, waiting. Shaqiri gets the run on, and then the little one-touch stuff. Because we saw, what game was it where Firmino and Salah playing 1-2s all the way up the pitch? Last game where Liverpool played.
Fulham.
And you're just thinking, that's where Bobby in the 10 there with Salah making the run and beyond. It's going to click. It's going to come.
What did you make of the defence today, Tom?
Look,
another clean sheet.
Yeah, we stifled them. Obviously, they had a lot of times where they had the ball and they looked dangerous, but nothing came of it, you know what I mean? I think, bar the sloppy passing.
Pereira chance, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there was the one I remember is the sloppy passing with Alisson, and he gives Bobby the ball, and then they get it back. But we just enclosed it. We just went, no, we're good enough. And I didn't really see too much of it because we didn't have to do too much. Really.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I was really impressed with Lovren and Van Dijk again. I think, you know, Lovren has come in for criticism throughout his Liverpool career, and some of it's deserved and some of it's way over the top, yeah, in my opinion anyway. But the two of them there have done to Troy Deeney what I've wanted Liverpool defenders to do to Troy Deeney for ages. Yeah. Bar that first flick on in about 1:42 into the game or something. Don't remember him doing anything else. And, yeah, you know, how many times Troy Deeney's been a thorn in, yeah, our side over the last couple of years. To be able to go into it and go, no, we're not having any of that, we're not doing that. The Pereira chance only comes about because Lovren slips.
Yeah.
He literally just falls over, and then Pereira's free in the box, and we've got a world-class goalkeeper who's able to make top draw saves, yeah, at 0-0.
That was a great save, wasn't it? You're watching it, like, It looks sort of easy. I know everyone's like, oh, that's great. It looks a bit easy, but to anticipate that, get a good two hands on it and put it out of danger, brilliant. And that's just after we've had our first shot. So you can think, 38 minutes, Bobby Firmino has that snapshot, and then 39 minutes, they go down the other end and score. You're like, okay, now it's tough. They're going to sit even deeper. But no, I think you're right. I think defensively, what kind of attack breaks us down now? It is the 1-2 give and go that Chelsea do, and beating the fullback, but that's so hard to do against us as well. So I really feel like we used to struggle, like you said, against these big men up top. Now the only people that can really beat us is a really good team move, and that's so hard to do against, especially when our midfield's on form.
And the set
as well.
Pieces we're looking so much better from. I mean, that high line, we've been talking about it a lot this season, especially on the stats show and that, Tom, but that high line is working an absolute treat at the moment, isn't it, from free kicks. And
that's so hard to do. There was one time when Van Dijk dropped too deep, and we had an issue there. But every other time, we're always in a line. We're always playing people offside. We're just so trusting of each other, and it's great to see that everyone's shouting at each other. There was one where Henderson's screaming. I think it might have been first half, but he's screaming. He's like, "There's a man free on the side," and then I think Milner
was there,
and then Milner just went, "Get
it's
him.
Not me." And Henderson goes over and gets him.
And you're like,
he?
Okay, everyone knows the position. Klopp doesn't need to shout and go, "That man." Everyone knows what they're doing. It's great.
Yeah, no, Jordan Henderson. Well, you've mentioned him. Let's come on to it. It was a brain fart that from him, wasn't it? I mean, that is ridiculous. I mean, you know, he's picked up the yellow card earlier on in the game, and then the fella's running out of play, and he's just been arguing with the referee. So you've pissed the ref off already. Yeah. I think he's got to be better. He's got to know what's happened in the game. He knows he's on a yellow. You mentioned it when we were watching back. It looks like he's gone in for it and gone, "Oh, I'm on a yellow," and then he's gone, "Oh, fuck it, I'll just do it anyway." And you're like, there's no need there. You know, it's 2-0. Don't lose your head. And we're losing him for an important game as well.
I know, that's the big thing. A lot of people saying, "Oh, I don't want him to play against Everton anyway." Well, he's a workhorse. He works hard for the team, and no matter what you think, he recycles play, keeps it going. He dropped in deep into that centre mid and let the defence split, which is something that, all right, Genie does it, but Henderson is just better at that part of the six. I think Genie's a lot better in different aspects of the six, and Fabinho's there as well. Look, we still have cover there, so it doesn't really matter too much, but you still want him as an option. He's still a good player. He had that shot, didn't he, where it comes to the edge of the box. It's the first time I've seen him take a shot on like that for ages, and obviously he skies it, but it's nice to see him at least taking that on. He goes, right, I've got people coming at me, let's just have a go, and he scored from that position so many times.
It was a tough one he took on. It was like one of those where your body's sort of side on and you're volleying it side on. I mean, they're all tough for me anyway. I can't do any of them, especially if they're on my right foot. I've got absolutely no chance. Oh, we don't even mention sense free kick yet.
Oh.
Tom, you knew that was going in.
It's one of them. The reason why you know it's going in is because he puts it in that position before every single pre-game. Every time we go into Anfield, he puts it there. He does the exact same motion every single time. That's not a fluke. He practices that every single day, it seems like. And that's why. That's just hard work on the training ground. And he's gone, "This is my position." And all the lads have gone, "Yeah, I see him do it 4 times in practice every day. Do it." And he's done it perfect.
He's gone over the high point of the wall. Their tallest fella was there. He jumped as well. It wasn't like there was any messing around there. And the goalkeeper hasn't got a chance. As a goalkeeper, you've got to trust your wall. But as that goalkeeper, he had absolutely no chance of getting that, even if he dived there and guessed.
And it's one of them. You see Trent putting them close all the time. You saw the game once against Hoffenheim. He's maybe our best free kick taker.
Yeah.
And he's 20. You know what I mean? 19, 20. And then, like, Shaqiri's just gone off. Si was saying, "Oh, Shaqiri would love this one." Well, Shaqiri's not getting them anymore because Trent.
Yeah, Shaqiri, stop hitting the bar with them. You've got to get them in if you want to take these free kicks. It comes down to it. What did you make of his overall game then?
I thought he played better once he'd scored that. He didn't play that ball into feet that I like to see all the time. But again, I feel...
You talking about the right back to the centre forward, yeah, or an attacking mid,
and then that gets us, that splits the midfield. We're through a line of press, and then they turn and plays it to Bobby, and then Trent can get up the side more. And I feel like we didn't want to play that a lot, obviously because they were so deep and so well defensively set up. I don't know. I thought he was okay. One of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that was obviously the highlight of the game, probably, and certainly the highlight of his performance. I think in a defensive sense, I might have mentioned that on one of the player ratings or match reaction show, I don't think he did anything wrong.
Mm.
You know, I'm almost disappointed in Trent's performance, bar the goal, because he's not set someone up, which is stupid.
Yeah.
He's a 20-year-old kid playing right back who hasn't made a mistake all game and who has scored a world-class goal.
Yeah.
Like, how hard are we on Trent Alexander-Arnold? Because I don't think I'm the only person with this type of an opinion.
No. I like that, though.
And it's
boss. I think he's going to flourish. The fact that we know he's got more to his game because we saw it last season, we know that he can get up and down the pitch, put in a great delivery. Now we know he can score free kicks for fun. We know that he's got all these things in his locker, and we're like, well, do it every week, mate, and keep doing it every week because that's the level we want. Look at Man City. You're better than their right back, so show us. And
yeah.
And it's the same with Robbo. He was great on the left-hand side, loads of energy, breaking at the end, and you're just thinking, Andy Robbo running down the pitch deserves all the plaudits he gets because he does that every game. That's not a one-off.
88 minutes into the game and he's still bursting down the wing, gets the ball back across. I loved, and I know you did as well, that movement. Mane and Firmino were so clever there. There's 2-on-1 in the middle of the box. Firmino drags the man and Mane just slows down and waits for the ball on the edge of the box. That's perfect play. And it's not like you can have a little chat as you're walking down, I'll go, you stay. Mane's the second fella and he makes his decision off Firmino and it's brilliant. And the shot's not great from Mane, but Firmino's there, tucking it away, and they're all whinging because it's offside when it's clearly not, because there's a fella on his arse about a yard in front of them.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair to Foster, whichever one it was, he makes a great save on Mane. I think point blank, Mane should score, but it's a great save. And then he nearly saves the other one, which is, again, fair play. But it's the fact that we've got two people. 88 minutes, we were 10 men, and we've got three people up the pitch, and outnumbering their players, and the amount of desire there to get a goal, to just finish the game off, to get more goals. We need to get the goals. We're saying, oh, let's not worry about goal difference. Well, you may as well. You know what I mean? You're on the break. For the desire of them two to get up the pitch like that, then the awareness, like you say, to be able to go, he's gone there, I'll stay here, and to capitalise in terms of, oh, we've done the positioning side of things, that's set us up. The fact that they know the positions and it worked, it drops a Firmino, that's not luck. That's him going, I know where the ball's going to go. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And again, listen, Liverpool, second in the table, unbeaten after 13 games, best start to a Premier League season we've had, best defensive start to a Premier League season we've had. But just all round, not an outstanding performance, but a 3-0 victory away from home in the Premier League is never to be sniffed at. And the fact that our goal difference is 16 better than Manchester United's at this point.
Great.
Clash. Thank you very much for watching. Thanks for joining me, Tom. Thanks for behind the camera work, Si. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.